DePauli Middle School Movement. WG1. Welcome to DePauli Middle School to the 2014 NCBA Winter Championships. We are here at Del Oro High School on March 29th, and my name is Kathy Bailey. I get the pleasure of being one of your two movement adjudicators. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you guys the best of luck for a great run. I hope the weather was treating you fairly outside. So again, best of luck. I'll get back to you as soon as you're ready to begin. All right, DePauli, here we go. Okay, very interesting body shapes that we've created on the outskirts of the floor. I do see some interval discrepancies between our performers. Okay, nice introduction, immediately pulling our focus to the center of the floor. Be careful to hold those poses. We want to keep our focus on that middle performer. Okay, nice expressive qualities from our soloist. Good with that grand battement. Thank you very much. Let's make sure that we fully point those toes, getting into that jazz split as well. Okay, again, I'm going to comment on the interval issues that I see with our performers on the outskirts of the floor. It becomes an issue because we get really tight with those flags. We've got to make sure that we have clearance on either side of us to be able to fully execute the equipment work. So spacing is definitely key. Okay, for those of you on the floor up front, let's make a decision who we're looking at. Are we trying to look straight forward? Are we looking side to side at each other? Okay, try to exaggerate the rotation of the wrist. Okay, a lot going on here as we've got all the performers filing in to get set behind the weapons. Okay, so as far as the staging of that phrase, we had a lot of motion going on to get everybody set into the sort of curtain formation just to then rotate it around. I'm wondering if, as far as staging goes, if it would be wise to maybe simplify some of those moments so that we could actually keep the focus on the efforts that are going on in the center of the floor. Okay, keep that energy going, performers, especially as we get through to the middle of the program. Good. Good. Again, nice expressive qualities. I see some of us lip-syncing. I think we're lip-syncing. Some of us might be counting with our mouths, but that is a little bit distracting. Let's try to make sure that we have a performance face. Good. Nice focus change there. We want to have those performance faces without overdoing it and sometimes singing along, even if we do love the music, which is awesome. We've got to make sure that we control that a little bit. Okay, be careful of those free arms as we get into this phrase in the center of the floor. Rifles. Okay, really be energetic with those poses for those of you on the sides of the floor here. I do like the addition of the flags in the back. I think the coloring works really nicely for what you've chosen. And as far as spacing goes, I think this really, again, just creates a nice clear picture for the rifle feature in the center of the floor, but still gives us plenty to look at. Okay. Good. Nice effort there with our sequential all the way around the floor. Please be careful, performers, that as we're waiting for our step off, we want to stay disciplined and professional out there. I don't want to see any itching, any fixing of your hair, anything that's not choreographed into your program. Good. Really exaggerate the eleve before you go into that forced arch position. That will really help to create some dynamic layered changes in your vocabulary. Okay, and covering down is key here. As I'm looking, and I'm pretty low to the floor for you guys, almost level with you, but as I look through that giant formation, a lot of people not covered down, so that would really help for clarity and articulation. Okay, good effort there with our soloist. Be careful as we take some of this floor work, just because of the spacing on the floor where our equipment was placed, it becomes a little bit of a hazard for the soloist to do so much of the floor work. So that's just a future note. Definitely be careful when we're thinking in terms of staging and placement on the floor. I certainly enjoyed all the energy that I saw from the performers. I think that, again, really exaggerating the lower body efforts underneath your equipment phrases, increasing the amount of plié that you use to, again, just further exaggerate those dynamic efforts, I think will really help differentiate some of your phrases. I wish you guys the best of luck, and thank you for your performance today.